in looking at all these different stigmatists, you were able to get into it and really learn a lot about them. What were which one of them, and it's maybe hard to pick, but kind of sort of what was your favorite? Which was one that maybe their story just impacted you the most?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I've had a devotion to Faustina for quite some time. And I held up earlier. I was really fascinated by Gemma Galgani.
Yeah.
And she's really quite remarkable. And what stuck out with her in her case, you know, Padre Pio was assaulted by demons physically all the time. And I haven't seen that in many cases of female stigmatists, which at one point makes you wonder if the hands are off the women in this case. But as we know, I mean, Satan's no gentleman.
Yeah.
So with Gemma Galgani, she got beat up and assaulted too, much in the same way that Padre Pio did. I mean, people would go into her room, you could see her being dragged across the floor, right, by some invisible force. And you had to wonder why was she enduring this type of trauma and physical pain? And why was this kind of, you know, why was this demonic torment, physical torment allowed to happen to her? Well, really interesting, a number of modern stigmatists, I quote about a half a dozen of them in the book, including those who have written books on this subject. They talk about how Gemma Galgani, she died in 1903. She was canonized within 20 years, I think 1920, early 1920s. She today is this powerful intercessor in especially difficult situations of demonic possession.
Yeah.
And one exorcist said that he asked the demon to declare its name. And also, and the demon said, "Oh no, she's here. She's here." And he said, "Who?" The priest, and the demon said, "The woman in black. I hate her. She's disgusting." He says, "Who's the woman in black?" Thinking it's maybe the Blessed Mother, right? And the demon said, "Gemma, Saint Gemma. She disgusts me. She disgusts me." So here's somebody who, if you wonder, I call her Terror of Demons, to borrow the phrase of the description of Saint Joseph.
That just gives me chills to think about that.
Yeah. So here's somebody who, you might wonder, why all this torment in her lifetime? Why would all this happen to her in her early 20s? Maybe it was to prepare her for this, you know, special role as a saint in heaven, to deal with the demonic, from heaven in her case. So I was really fascinated by her.
Yeah. And if you think about it kind of chronologically in terms of time, it makes sense, because then the years after her death and now, it's almost like the age of possessions and like this return of the occult. So maybe that type of saint wouldn't have been needed before, but now we need a type of saint because now it's just, you can at the corner store get like a Ouija board or something like that.
Right on. And related to that, Anne Catherine Emmerich, who's known for her incredible visions of things in the past, in the life of Jesus, in the life of the Blessed Mother, life of the apostles. In fact, she was, a lot of her visions are the inspiration for Mel Gibson's The Passion. People say, well, that scene's not in the Bible. Is Gibson just making that up? Is that just artistic license? Well, in many cases, it's right out of the visions of Anne Catherine Emmerich. Mm-hmm. But she also had visions going forward. And one that she had around the year 1820.
Yeah.
So she died in 1824. She lived 1774 to 1824.